Music Podcasts.
Yo, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on what time you're listening to the podcast. This right here is the Red Caps, Della Marvin signing in.
I go by the name, it's Paquito.
And Diana over here.
And I'm Bill.
Bill is there, that's a nice intro, I think, yeah?
Hey, what's up?
Let's rate the intro, 1 out of 10.
10.
10. Bro, what do you give it?
6.
Bill, what do you give the intro?
Yeah, that was a 10.
That was a fucking 10.
Yeah, that's
of course, Bill has a 10.
Lazima, say me 10.
Lazima, newcomer.
So you need to love your own self and your work. I mean,
exactly,
you
man.
You need to show yourself some love.
Si so, 6 ni yangu.
Speka na kwa hater. Speka na hate for no fucking reason.
You wanted it to be a bit dramatic, maybe.
Yeah. Friday.
But luckily, yeah, we are back, Manze. Thank you so much for lending your ears to us. We are about to give you some very amazing content. Lakini shida ni, guys are sober. Guys are sober. There's no boti today. For the first time in a very, I think, long time. Speko na agree. In a very long time. Lakini mimi, I have something to say about it. Lakini kwanza Bill, bro, I had forgotten about you. Karibu sana kwenye podcast. We normally take shots, bro, but today we are detoxing. We are detoxing, kidogo. Do you drink?
But of course.
What's your favorite, what's it called, brand?
Me, I'm a whiskey tequila guy.
Whiskey ndani, tequila ndani.
Yes.
Tequila shots, whiskey kidogo chasing. Yeah.
Whiskey is the drink.
We take gin up for us, we're team gin mbaya.
For me, gin is just a whole story of hangis the following morning with orange water, that you're going to do painkillers, you know. Hey.
Come on, kawaida, man. What's the fun
That's
in
the
it?
Fun of it.
What's the fun in it?
Yeah, I prefer waking up like properly, like you wake up like nothing happened the previous night.
No, you need another reason to drink again. When you wake up with a hangi.
When you wake up.
When
you wake up really fresh and you have more energy to
drink
again.
Bro, with this even weather, who wants even to wake up? Kwanza, let me not even speak for myself because I've been experiencing.
If you are alone, you'll wake up.
A different kind of weather the past few days, man. Lakini with this kind of weather Nairobi's been having, wala yontaka kuamka kweli hata. If you're not even an 8 to 5 type of person,
but then Nairobi kumekuaje na hapa. We haven't been around.
It's fine, you can rub it on our faces. You know, you haven't been around.
We haven't been around.
For the people that were here, including myself, we've been having a rough couple of days. It's been so cold.
Do tell.
And raining. It's even started raining. Yesterday at night it rained. 2 days ago it actually rained.
Aye.
Yeah.
Man,
it depends on where you are, eh?
Leafy suburbs maneno.
Huko na kunanyesha.
Huko
kwetu kumekauka mbaya.
Huko ndio kuna rain. Lakini anyway, umeona watu wameona vile Dana ana content ya what she's been up to.
Clearly.
Lakini the guy is spectacular, bro. Because you started it. From your Instagram stories, I was chochoad mbaya sana.
Ndio ukaenda coast pia.
Ndio nikaenda kwenye nilienda, but looks like you had a hell lot of fun.
Not ready for the next one, bus.
But then, bro, you are traveling.
Next phase.
How did you travel? Lienda.
I don't know whether it was a bus, too.
Me, I'm going to enjoy. This guy was watching F1 in a fucking bus. Like, laptop F1. Whipped up.
Yeah.
Where is he at F1?
Hakuna wale tunachingi vitu kwa barabara.
Actually, Rwanda, unajua kuna wizi.
Lies, bro.
Yeah.
Lies.
Hakuna wizi. At all. Like, people are walking around like 3 a.m. usiku. There is no.
Tell us about Rwanda, Buddha. Me, I've never been.
It's a beautiful country, for one. And beautiful, I mean, everything. All through.
Tunajua kwenye utopis.
Yeah.
Censorship.
Only filter.
Censorship.
Censorship. Yeah. Kuna listeners. Yeah. But it's a beautiful country. Very organized.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, yeah. Basically, yeah, that's it.
Basically, that's it. It sounds boring, Buddha.
No, nightlife kwa sasa. Like, usiku yu likuwa during the day. Uzani uliza usiku kwenye kuko. Yeah, but you guys party and drink a lot.
But beers was the thing.
Manze?
Did you snake waje?
Okay, there's Mutsik, there's Skol.
Skol.
Yeah, then they have some funny ass jeans. Mad.
Right.
Mad.
How long are you there?
I think a week and week 3 days.
Pesa.
No, see, we were being hosted by the.
Kakito.
We were being hosted.
Oh, hey.
Luckily, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We have like an auntie in quotes. stays outside, so
alikuwa na to host.
Alikuwa na to host, so it was see ati tuli pesa sasa alikuwa na to drink.
I was just saying Spec driving around with a dropped top huko juu anashindwa. Kwani
dropped top inaitwa sunroof. Inaitwa sunroof, zidanganye watu. Inaitwa sunroof.
Lazima sort
dropped top gani? Msee, usitoe. Sunroof.
Lazima wekile kama salt hapo kidogo.
Yeah, but your place ilikuwa fitting.
And how come bro you didn't have your son on there, man? Because really, one thing when it comes to traveling,
yeah,
for guys who have their kiddos,
yeah,
mimi naonanga ni stressing in enormous sana.
No, because tulikuwa tunatumia bus. If we were flying, that would be something else. What but when you're using a bus, long hours na watu wengi kwa nini?
Kwa
bus is kinda, I don't know, I don't like, yeah, either I'm driving. That would be better, but be having your hands, unajua una trust dere na kuna familia mzima hapo.
Yeah.
It's kind of
manze
bill
you
tricky.
Relate. I don't know, do you have a kiddo?
Ay, bado.
So you don't relate to this convoy.
These are just stories, man.
Mwaga, man. Really, actually.
You only see those two parents who are usually in a plane, the toy starts crying now, especially those long, really long flights.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, especially night flights,
yeah. Right.
I find, man, guys, everyone is just taking a nap, guys, in the movies, and all of a sudden,
exactly.
Then you can't shut up the kid, man. Now you
imagine in a bus.
In a bus, man.
Yeah.
It's tricky.
And it's pretty long, by the way.
How
it's
many hours? Like
24, 25 hours.
Plus, one thing I was told, it's always wise not to travel as a family, all of you in one vehicle, because you never know.
So, you have an accident. You have
not that you are jinxing the trip, but it's actually true.
Watch out. Is it as in you will travel different buses, manze, with your wife, ama with your...
Not like that.
Not like that.
Yeah. Like, muna spread.
You need to spread.
Kama ni siku yako, you guys ni siku yako.
If
it's your... mtapata nyu watu mulipata COVID, different buses, the three of you, the five of you. Speaking of which, manze, guys are still masking up. I don't know about the rest of you all, but...
Yeah,
I'm double masking, actually.
Mbili?
Yeah.
Hey, mchezo utake rakidogo.
Mbili, sasa, as in... na cancel.
Wow.
Tama. Mimi si understand hiyo by the way. Sasa kama ni 3 ply sasa ni 6 ply tuseme.
No, it's actually 2 ply, so it's 4 ply. Yeah. I just don't get sick. Those are time was sick like back to back. I'm okay. Sasa
iko sawa. Tuko nini? Si vaccinated. Haikugongi sana.
Abraham, mimi ambao
kaoma tu.
Ni ukweli, come on. Usichocheke hakuna. Wewe wacha.
You guy, kwanza the last flu. In fact, I actually left the country while I still had the flu.
Uh-huh.
And you can't even cough in the fucking plane.
Ah, is watu wanakuangalia.
Yeah.
Macho mbaya sana. Man, lakini, boy, if you're listening, remember to wear a freaking mask and keep distance kama unaweza. Lakini, let it get to me. I was in the coast region. Vile ilikuwa ni Spec Manzi was taking nice photos. Rwanda inaonekana.
It's very
the
beautiful.
Sunsets over there. Bro.
Ah, mad. Mad. Because everywhere is hills, so everywhere is a view.
Hey, it was looking hella fine. And then the pure estate when you're going to come and you're going to wear coats. The place was looking hella posh as fuck. Lakini, Dela Nani, Mombasa was it on Thursday? I think it was on Thursday evening. Because Nairobi baridi ilikuwa ni tricky. Ah, man. All the way from, I traveled nice JR. Kwanza, fuck them guys. Apo kwa entrance, kale kadogi.
Body spray kangu, kale ka white.
Body spray angu ilibeba, man.
Ah, iwe na kwa
hivyo. Siku wanajua, manzi.
You didn't know.
Wana kwa hivyo, ba. Mini me, I think, kwaza deals.
Restrictions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kwaza nini deals, the spray
body.
Was like axe.
No, the word is body
really?
Spray.
On a
nime train. Kambili,
The word is body spray. Eta ile cho ile, what's it called? Ile air freshener, the toilet one. Anything that has that
moto flammable.
Exactly.
But it's a train. It's on the ground.
Me, I have a theory. Because you see those reggae guys when you like a light alafu na you can maybe do that in a train.
What damage is going to happen on a train?
Utachoma watu bana.
Utachoma nani na axe.
Nah, just
so,
I
chop up to the axe.
Which way? And you know the trouble. And umsa nasa kwamekuudiaji. Utoe kiberiti.
But I know, like, even for local flights, you're not allowed.
Carry the thing in the body sprays.
Yeah, even the perfumes, more than 10 mls, they take it.
Oh, shit.
Because I remember one time my sister was flying with using Jumbo Jet. Right. Then they scanned her suitcase and they could see her perfume. So this woman was like, let your perfume up. My sister was like, I give you my expensive perfume.
Fuck
Alichukwa akaivunja kwa floor. Akasema.
Watch your airport in the
air. Hey, watch her pesake ipote, but she will not let another woman spray herself.
Are they usually like, nini, give you a form? Like,
bro, I signed that form.
Are you sure they return?
Yeah, they do.
They do, but.
They do, actually.
Bro,
they but no, I hassle, sir, when they urudie kadio, unona ni kama ni kazi mingi.
Exactly, man.
Yeah.
Kwanza najua mi went to Mombasa at the wrong time. I didn't realize that schools ilikuwa zimefungwa, man. It was midterm. And guys do travel na yo fucking SGR mara mob. So I went on Thursday and trying to book to return on Sunday.
Yeah.
Akukuwa mpaka all the way until
Wednesday. Oh, because that one I chuo.
Just wanna chuo Monday, Tuesday. Man had to extend days in Mombasa because of that.
Hey, pesa wewe.
Akuna, come on. If I had that pesa mingi, si
ninge fly.
Ange come, book a flight and it was only 14,000 and it would imtani, but it was not that.
Unachapani nimu. Yo 14 za zina kuwele few more days.
Yeah, BNB umunyeli lumambia we ni aje. If you don't have another client, let me chukua the, what's it called? The house for the extra days. And then she came through. But bro, Mombasa is really fucking amazing. Obviously, we all know Mombasa is fun. But the problem is also Uber. Lazimu ongeze mia kwa every trip.
Why?
Like I used the car for like 3 times. Now at every trip, everyone was like, we have to ongeza us 100 bob. We don't use the normal at the Uber, ma Bolt, or whatever. And it was common kwa every person. Man, imagine.
There's no Uber.
There is Uber, but bro, they ongeza 100 bob extra. If your fare comes to 300, 500, 7, wanongeza soju.
By word of mouth, ama nikanye imeandika hapo kwa app.
Kwa app, kuna by word of mouth.
And it was,
are they forcing you to tip?
Not, it is not even a tipping service. They're like...
Wanongikata? So mambe, nini imeandika nini kwa simu?
Pasta, since umeenda happy, najua pia miyamoja sometimes pia.
I am African.
Yo mate, ingia kitu mingine.
You know, literally, I was in Diani, and then the tuk-tuk guy thought, these guys are drunkards, So this tuk-tuk guy, love for a sock, this guy wanted a G.
Hey.
You know, we looked at him. We're like, ukosawa buda?
Ukosawa kweli.
Ukoshi ukosawa? Unajua, baya mafuta imepanda, sijui nini. And he was like, unataka kulipa 1,000? Hata van iliposhi 1,000. So he got, hii bicycle yako miguu tatu, wataka tulipe 1,000 aje.
1,000.
Man, like, we ended up paying it because it was only 100 bob extra, man.
I can't.
And then, you know, you're going to a club, and you're going to a place where you're going to kukula, imagine. So you're going to spend pesa. And it's seed like 1,000 bob extra. That's something different.
Yeah.
But shout out to that club called Tapas, man.
Tapas is really
that's
legit.
That's a nice joint, man. That's a really nice
tapas
joint.
Tapas is legit.
The prices are kidogo penyeziko, lakini.
But that's like the AC. And then what I like about that club is that if it jazz, they don't allow
guys to get in. Yeah, manze.
Like, it's really at what ingeni tuju ya pesa. As in, they give you the, you know,
space and
the
comfort.
Space, yeah.
It's a
that's
nice
what
joint.
I like about that club.
It's a nice joint because I went to that Mike Sonko joint as well.
Oh, volume.
How is it? It's big, manze. Nakatu, manze, Sonko. You know, vile tunanango ofisi ya Sonko.
It's all about the highlights.
It's all about the dance floor is light lighting up, manze. Be crazy.
Yeah.
Man. But it was a nice joint. Mombasa was fucking amazing for me. And so, that's it. I went there, had fun. At least I have a story. And like Didi over there, there's nothing to give us rather than to tell us to mask up. What
is Uli do nini?
Listen, if you are Diana's favorite person, manze, do something. Najua nasikiza wherever favorite yuko. Do something. Tunataka story. Was it next Friday? Cause you know we're getting to YouTube very soon. Now tutaki kuingia YouTube alafu tunapata 10 views. Come on. You don't need 10 views.
Yeah.
Right? Are you still not accepting guys on Instagram? Because bado wase wanasema Diana manze ni tricky kumpata kwa mtandao. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, man.
They came back to you again.
Not even me, but the Instagram Red Cups page.
Really?
DMs, you call. Listen.
I promise today evening I'm going to go and accept the requests.
Okay.
I'll all just right. make it open for that specific time.
Ah, yeah, basi. Okay. To danganye, to...
I'm not lying.
Carry us, baby.
I'm not lying.
Carry us, baby. All right, guys. On to this story that has been trending when me niliona nikashanga sana. I don't know. Are you guys religious? Are you Christians? If you're a Christian, raise your hand up.
I'm Christian.
You're Christian.
I think we're all Christians.
Yes.
We're all Christians in this room.
Yeah.
If you went to church last Sunday, raise your hand up. Or the previous Sunday, the other one, bro. Oh, lukua Rwanda kuna kanisa kweli uko.
Yeah.
For real, bro. Yeah. You went to.
Okay. No, I didn't go to church, but they're there.
But bro, the story is there's a pastor of a certain church that I'm not even going to mention who's dating a 14-year-old chick, right? And the story actually broke, ama came to light because that Shori, you can't afford to meet a Shori, ama nimte that kid.
Kid.
That story went to her parents and she was like, hey, mom and dad, I need an advice because my boyfriend is behaving this and this type of way. Uh-huh. Then the dad was like, who, jaman nan, who the hell is this? And he was like, se pasuni, go to the same church, that fucking pastor. And wazai walikuwa ameleta, I don't know, no mamba sana. But apparently, you know, parents nowadays, bro, parenting is, I don't know, different, way different from how I was kitambo, because story kama hiyo ni viboko.
Life and you, one of the two.
Like even that, if they hear you have a boyfriend, hey.
Life,
viboko manze, some caning ati dad, pastor wangu, so you need to have some feelings.
Ni pastor mapero pia?
Eh, manze, they go to the same church, man, imagine.
Damn.
And then when the mom and dad are calling the pastor is like, me, najaribu kumbianga, your kid, I don't want sitaki, this is not my, but at the end of the day, there's so little that I can do, right? And then now the toy goes to their parents and on a letter, shida, why are you trying to break up my relationship? Why are you trying to mess up my shit? I just wanting some advice from you. Come on, mom, come on, dad, what the fuck are you doing?
Anafanya rani ni main church, anafanya like Sunday school, I'm like, like youth pastor, man, pastor like ule.
Well, to ambia Buddha, you have a kid.
Yeah.
And how do this thing? Kyle atakama kwambi have a nikona Susan, nikona Jerry.
Like sasa ni Ben 10 sasa.
Yeah, bro. I'm asking. As not necessarily that. Like there's that kid.
There's that
kid who's trying to show interest, bro. Is that something like that? How would you take it? Wewe kama cool dad of 2020.
No, mi si cool. Mi nilitandikwa zumi ya na mi utandikana pia. But I will tandikwa by the proper. Mi ilikuwa tandikwa proper. So I try to also. But squeeze unajua squeeze in the dialogue mostly. By the like kiddos, you can. Because you know the schools you take them to, these days are quite different. I think a kitambo. Squeeze wa chapu shule.
Right.
They meet other kids from other fucked up families. Like you can't know who your kid is hanging out with. So squeeze mostly, because unaweza hata mchapa then akue something else. Hata ku resent even more ama kitu kayo. Like aze kufanya vitu zingine.
Right.
Una get? Oh, Bill, mtu wangu ni 6. Unaweza nongeleka, umsana nengeleka mtu wangu ni 15. He's only 6 years old. Hata ajatan bado 6. Atari in August.
He's only 6. Nice.
Yeah.
August when?
4th.
Nice.
6 years, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
6 years.
That's really nice. Eh?
So, squeezy, mostly na kwanga tu dialogue.
Unawambia
wosi. Mwanga tu mwelewane, wame boss, tuwelewane tu wapa hivi.
Na kilet, aki go above what you said.
Asi ni ngumi tu.
Ngumi.
Really? May I remember when my mom used to discipline me? Like, yeah. She hardly used like the kiboko, but she used to talk to me. But how she used to talk to me? Like, I had to change because she'd start crying. And you see, like, when you start seeing your mom crying.
Looks like you really had crying. Hey, that's an interesting.
Hey, Kulia! Hey, what would I do?
Tell us, what you came to?
See, maybe alikuwa na shanga, sasa staki kumchapa, nitafanya nini, and I'm so fucking pissed.
At her? But because as you were usually going, getting dirty, uko, unenda hata sijui umefanyia jirani nini.
I know.
Your mom crying. Come on, really.
Hey, we kuna kitu ulifanya. Mbe ndo kweli.
Why going to die?
No, my mom is very emotional. Mm. Like, I think I'm the same. Mm. If something angers me, like, I won't start, like, screaming or breaking things or fighting people. I'll just break down and cry.
Right.
Yeah. Because I'm like, where the fuck would you do that? Even though it's something small, I'll just start crying.
All right. So your pastor is doing whatever to your daughter. Mm. What are you? How are you handling that situation?
I'm going for the pastor.
Mangumi.
Hey, kwanza nenda natafuta watu amta.
But kwanza ni 14 years. Kwele hii congregation ni gani? But like towards the apple.
But you know, it's quite, this kind of looks like some white people. Okay, I usually call it white people shit. Shit.
Some redneck shit. Isn't it?
Because now, you know, slowly, you start hearing stories like, is it P. Diddy?
Yeah.
He's dating.
Oh, the kiddo's
chick.
Ex, yeah.
The kiddo's ex. Lenny, he saw the chick walking around the house like, da bunda.
La la la. I'm sure that no mama, is my son treating you well? Nini. Because if he's not, like,
maybe he did it dictator style.
Yeah.
Look here. You're mine now.
Yeah.
Just tell me what you want.
The money he has is mine.
Yeah, it's mine, yeah.
So, yeah.
The money you've been enjoying, yeah.
So you guys are all murdering the pastor.
Yeah.
Rotu Safi.
Someone has to die. It's either your son, your daughter,
Or the pastor.
No, but
the cases of HIV is really rising among teenagers. Mm. So I mean,
ni normal.
These people need to be stopped.
Bruh.
But you see, when you're saying, guys, okay, when your toy is dealing with your pastor.
Yeah.
We first, I'll start with the toy. You know, we're going to take it back to the late 90s and the early 2000s. Mm-hmm. Tumefaya nini? Lala chini.
Lala chini.
You nyorosha someone, eh? Mm. You know how they used to think, let's say when you're fucking up, eh?
Yeah.
It's the devil inside you. So you have to tandika the devil. Get out.
True.
You have to tandika the devil together.
Get out, yeah.
After you're done with the toy. Aye, now it's the pastor. The pastor. Also, you tandika him like the toy. Mm? Okay. Lala chini.
But that pastor though,
bro, I don't know, Missy Dream.
But also, as a guy, what would attract you to a 14-year-old?
To a 14-year-old.
Pedophile.
Easy, some crazy-ass guys, man. If you really look at it, guys are behaving really weird, man. Zeta kuna vitu zingine jirani wako wanafanyanga, you're like, what the fuck are you doing? Kwa nini mlango wako kuna like 12 shoes outside? Why can't you punguza kidogo? And then them like, Mimi is nashida na.
And they all belong to one person.
Not necessarily one person, like in
different people.
Your nyumba yenu
like you're having a party.
But like, no. It's like that every day, man. Like you're wearing your white shoes.
So you have an issue with the shoes outside my door.
Outside the door, like me. Okay, me. Whenever I'm getting to my apartment, manze, niki unapatanga. Junajua unavuka first floor, second floor, and then unachungulianga. So do if you guys ask.
Milango za watu kiona tu hapo nje tu.
Si wewe unakishuka na wewe umsaka na ndula kali. Oh, fucking, those some nice Jordans and shit, you know. But there's sometimes like 15 pairs hapo kwa mlango them. Cause mimi nikiingia kwa hao ndacha viatu hapo nje, lakini maybe tomorrow or the day after, I'll go and toa hapo and peleke somewhere else. You understand? At a shoe rack or something different. I find it weird. Nikipata, I'm saying I make a 15 pairs of poinje. Inakani kama mkona bashu kondani, man.
Like in the lab day, you know there are guys who have stinky feet. So last week, you had to pick really kidogo, you know? You know, the guys who chop, if they chop all their shoes over here, you'll be like, when there's a sewer pipe that has bust someone.
Maybe, man, but I don't know. People operate different, man. Because, you know, it's true. 14-year-old person unafaya nini na such a person, but damn, the world works fucking crazy.
Yeah.
What else is there? What else is going on? Missy Jui, Russia, by the way, tunaweza ongelea about akina Putin. Is that thing still going on?
Yeah.
No, any idea?
It's still going on, but
it is.
Yeah.
But there's nothing there. There's no talk up.
So just get kitu ya nini.
But I know he wants to go after the NATO nations.
Mm.
Yeah.
Who Putin?
Yeah, and he's adding 300,000 more military men
to go and pigano ko.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
But you know, if you look at it, I don't really think Russia really gets a ban from all the sanctions. Because, okay, let's start. Eh? Mm-hmm. Who has ever seen a Russian money?
A Russian?
A Russian money.
Currency.
What does it, okay. What's the Russian currency called?
We don't even.
No one knows. I've never even seen, even the stock market, I've never seen.
At the Russia versus Nini, like USD or something.
The
dollar,
the euro. Like, okay, to some extent, these guys are more like a very self-sufficient.
As in they can sort themselves.
They know how to sort themselves. Because one, these guys control like a ridiculous amount of oil.
Right.
They and minerals. Like gas. You saw how when these guys decided to shut off the rest of the world with oil, even was running to the Middle East. But there's so much the Middle East can do to provide for these guys. So that's why I say fuel prices are going to go up ridiculously.
Mm-hmm. Manze, kwanza tu kumtani, I saw that fuel prices pandado with 24 shillings, I want
26.
Yesterday.
No, but Uhuru intervened.
You know, it's, like, it's closer to election. So the guys are complaining about
it was like last year, tungeumia, so you know, got to lipa to 10. Palita.
Palita.
But you know, it's just that it's just us Kenyans who are really making much of a big deal out of it, because if you look at the world generally, you find, let's say, like the UK currently, if you a liter of petrol is like 260.
Mm-hmm.
260.
Yeah, for a liter.
For a liter, that's almost marakam bili yetu.
Yeah.
In the US, the fuel is hitting $7. Per gallon. So if you do $7 gallon liter, fanya hesabu yako, it look like it's going to be somewhere in the close to the 200,
in the 200s. In the 200s.
Yeah.
So that's mad.
Guys who are having takeouts maybe 3 times in a week, come or 4 times in a week, takeout to merudisha ku once in a week. And like spec up on minyal kwa me travel for how many days did you say? One week?
Just 3 days. just 3 days.
The fuel prices should not really. I usually feel like Kenyans are a bit dramatic.
No, we are dramatic.
You see, you're comfortable buying a bottle of going to Dunda today, Yangusha 5 Gs. Tomorrow, Yangusha like 12 Gs.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, Yangusha like another. Let's say Sunday, you're going polite for years. Yangusha like 2 Gs over there.
Yeah.
But after chopping all those slabs, you want to get a petty and tell the petty attendant, hey, Nyaje boss, neke to 20. And therefore, you have to whisper because, pale, you're driving and you just put it under the guy's like, ubeseba to 20, about 2200.
220.
But you know, it's ridiculous. The guys who actually put, the other day, I was in a petty. I don't know if I told you this story.
No.
I saw a guy put 108 bob.
Walai.
108 bob.
Exactly 108 bob.
Are you serious?
And this is a whole cow or a nduthi?
This was a whole nini premium.
Premium gang, you've been.
I know my car.
Shout out to Mitambo. I know my car.
Ndani. It's like today, I'm coming on a bike, man. Hey, I'm complaining like the whole way. I'm so a bike.
So
hey, the whole way. Oh, sijui venye mafuta, sijui what. Niko like that's the analyzer. Because I mean, if I order like a, let's say an Uber, then he asks like, "I may it how much?"
That's when you know cancel.
I don't know
if you guys experience this.
When
you get a talkative boda guy, the guy is probably telling you stories. You're like, "Hey, hey, hey!" Because you can't hear. You just the wind is crazy.
Yeah.
The guy's finger, the visor packer.
I don't know even why he's telling
a story.
Exactly.
So how the hell does he expect?
And
you
why
to...
do they do that? I've never understood why they do that.
So
I don't
home
know.
Tip.
Ah, anongea tu huko labda nasibara hii mwanze milo tu dedi tu huko tu kwa sababu unajisikia umechoka na maisha kama mimi
Hey, but
so unaona tu tujipeane
here talkative I once took an Uber from Galeria. I was going to excess
millionaires
Mazee Langata wrote mefika, literally after the rumble strips.
Yeah.
The guy worked neutral and zimmered the car.
In
the name of saving fuel. You know, I was like, see, this car was on.
Yeah.
So I look at him, You see, the car is off. The car is
off
neutral.
Completely.
Alizima Gariki.
Dashboard lights for candles now.
Yeah.
But the rev meter is not.
Because he was like, I think maybe he figured this lap is going to be like 2 sack.
Yeah.
20. So he's like, me, I'm not chomping this guy. Yeah. I'll chop her free. So I was like, wait, boss.
Mm-hmm.
Shida?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, Ninini? I'm like, wait, boss. I'm going to go to the chinga. Because. You know that I was a bit tipsy at that time. Mm-hmm. I was like, chop at his headdress with that. Like, wait, boss, what the fuck is this man? Because you know when the car is off, the brakes are like hard. How the hell is this guy going to stop?
Exactly.
True.
Like
exactly.
Honestly, you know some of the things guys do in the name of saving fuel. As in, una, literally you're seated in Uruwaiwe. It's like 30 degrees in Nairobi. Maze, you're sweating pale, but you don't want to work AC because who told you? Literally, your body is not carburetor, but you know, modern day cars literally run your AC the whole day, you'll barely use fuel for
At
100 bob, at so much as
Isha. Isha.
I think was born with us, by the way. Me, like my dad, am I mungue? I don't know what, I don't know where that notion came from.
Kunyo mafuta. Everything is all about, you know, with Kenyans is all about inakunyo mafuta.
Inakunyo mafuta.
Because lakini najua, if you really think about it, sizes times are fucking tough.
Yeah.
Sizes things are hard. As in, like, I was telling you, if you're having takeout 4 times or 3 times in a week, maybe you may slash into half, you know. But imagining if maybe you're co-parenting with a very rough ama tough baby mama manzi. Pia wewe kidogo utalegeza kamba. I'm trying to imagine, sijui kama this is the right time or the wrong time to say fuck them kids. Lakini sometimes...
It's the wrong time.
It is the wrong time. Sometimes inakuanga bad. Liwe liwalo. Kwa umezu kukula this type of sweet. Because there's sijui gamiam or something inside. Leo nakula the kawaida one.
Mm.
But I don't know, man. Me, I've seen this TikTok video. Of this kajama who was talking over na baby mama wake akimwambia sijui mtu ile tonga Ryan ati Rana amefanya nini, and then baby mama is always
she's always nasty.
She has a very high pitch. You know the first videos they made, they were interesting. Now it's just pure noise, like honestly. It's not, you know, it beats logic. You know the problem with current influencers is you make a video, you get like 100-200 views, you're like, this is the shit now. So you're gonna burn, you milk everything out of your content.
But I actually feel like their baby mamas who are legit
like that.
They're actually crazy, and they even like speak in the same tone. So I feel like the reason
guys nowadays are weak things.
Like a voice.
Yeah, guys. Now, God, look at your times for your folks.
Yeah.
Hey, would mother go tell your mzee that,
Acha
ujinga wewe.
No.
Let your 1,500 hapa. Hey,
hell, never.
It's because right now, this is a generation of bitch ass niggas.
Oh, my name is Zoya.
Also, I feel like social technology is also influencing these things. Mm. These are the same women who are watching Love and Hip Hop, and you know.
By the way, on in here, they think. Now,
love and hip hop is what is influencing most everyone of marriages right now, because everyone wants to be seen at me and my boo, we're Indiani.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, we are where, like, break. You just want to show us like the good life, but
you
over there fighting.
You remember that story you sent me? You're trying to live the good life. Appa, you host a crazy birthday, but no one shows up.
No one shows up.
I saw the one of the, I don't know who.
NRG
one,
presenter.
Someone like, no one showed up.
They thought like it was a joke.
Wait, it was a birthday party.
Yeah.
And then she invited guys. It, and then guys didn't come up.
No one showed up.
When guys were paying entrance or something like that.
I doubt.
Maybe that people thing.
I found that weird, man. As in, no one showed up.
Literally, the mama yake. Because my mom would pull up, man.
Why would you even post?
Nowadays, birthdays are all about how big it was.
Mm.
So, Appa, you think you're such a big shot in Nairobi, so you'd Golden Ice Bistro is mine
for my birthday. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Up you are on a horse, just popping champagnes and all. Aye, now you're a DJ too.
Bye, sana.
I DJ as I'm away. Match a minute in the home. So ukisikiza classic on the family. Man, I take flash.
Kicheza.
You gonna mix this?
Make sure you tolerate what you bounce on. Ukitoka. Hey, but that's crazy. Like, no one went.
No one showed up.
Ah, Nuevo.
Once I don't know, man. I was telling you guys about that baby mama story before, later, that birthday thingy. Because I was telling you, times are fucking tough, didn't you? And then your baby mama who you're co-parenting with has, say, other two kids with, person X and person Y, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're behaving like, you know, spectacular how you're supposed to be. Pull up with a yogurt every day, pull up with a, what is it called, Coca-Cola, hamburger, any all that good stuff.
You see my khaki donor.
What kids like, yes. Yeah. You know, I'm checking maybe 3 times or 4 times in a week. I don't know how we do, wherever the arrangement is.
Mm.
But now that baby mama actually was, it's a story I saw on TikTok, was complaining saying that Sianafa step up, needs to come through and also gawia ama come with 3 burgers for the 3 kids instead of
one burger for my kid
for his kid only. Because yeah. Miss Julian, me I support him. I feel like I'm leaning towards that baby mama's side.
Cause
I don't know, times are tough on her end as well, man. It's covered.
But where are the other niggas?
Why are you supporting another?
See, it's
okay,
not...
but it depends when you're muliachana. If ni mutual.
Slaughter muliachana for whatever reasons. I mean, maybe
but of course, my kid that apart the best I can. You get
an offer.
Yeah,
because at the end of the day, it's your toy.
Exactly. The other guys. If my kid wants to share with sour, like,
yeah, hey, if he wants to share, poor. Yeah, that's okay.
Katie bagayako, but
no.
Anyway.
I feel like don't do it in front of these other kids. Just take your toy. You guys go sit in the car. You eat your burger inside the car.
But yata rudi ya mevaka leka kitu kabaga king.
Nini sawa. Hey. As long as ajamwana akikula. You see, eating in front of another person who's hungry.
Okay,
that's different. That's even morally not right.
Not right.
Okay, yes. So you want to say... You don't want to buy, you wouldn't buy your toy. Okay, food, okay, I understand. Yeah. Now let's say things like clothing, you know? You get your
iPad like this,
clothing is different. You need to dress your kid.
So you gonna feel bad that your toy has drip and the other ones don't have drip.
Hey, me, I'll just make sure I just have one man to say my kids. Upon like he's stressed.
You guys have forgotten. There's time when you're growing up. There's those friends we had that were not necessarily our friends. Because then they'll have no place to go. I mean, akustoriza wazibambi. Ota mtani kwao. There's nothing going on. As in, point is, those that kakidogo ni kama amekuwa outcast na hajafanya anything. Such kid, man. If you are peleka your kid Jordans every time, and then nice T-shirt, nice amenona than the other one. Also, you know how to make friends, na Rosafi. They'll be like the two kids, like fuck you, go and play with your cool stuff, uko. Watch us see chill up with our ghetto lives. And at the end of the day, kute seka ni kwa muda. You understand?
But you see, this is why I envy the childhood we grew up in compared to the childhood right now. Like, you know, when you're growing up, it didn't matter where if your folks are rich.
Yeah.
Like, at the end of the day, you guys would hang out, do mad shit, you know. Like, you know, nowadays, all guys do is what I... Hey, so guys agree that you're playing COD, Fortnite at 9 p.m., okay, everyone log in.
Yeah.
Where's the fun in that?
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, when you're in toys, everyone used to have a bike. Whether yours used to be the cool...
The coolest Shimano's, other yeah.
Ama used to be done for the streets. Pale.
Fast. BMX fulani.
Kama, you'll come and smash your bike na mgu scramble kidogo.
Kila mtu alikuwa inje.
After that, you guys go chop a ball. If you're going to Sumbua babes over there, as in, if you're going for swimming, fun, you know, it used to be fun. Like, it didn't matter... Where guys are coming from. Like, at the end of the day, as you're just boys, nini, today you're going, your mother's cooking, you'll all show up.
Yeah.
Today your mother lives in a mansion or where she lives in a shanty. Guys will always pull up.
Yeah.
But now it's all about, now today's all, nowadays toys are all about, oh yeah, my ass, we my dad will bring KFC. For yours will bring chicken in.
pressure
is coming. Like, you see, that's why there's so much shit that goes on with kids nowadays.
Yeah.
You can barely keep up. If I say you can barely keep up.
Right.
Because if a kid comes and tells you, hey, by then, I'm going to some bill, I'm going to buy your iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
iPhone. But because now, it's the in thing.
It's the in thing, yeah.
You don't buy like a slacking parent.
Unauza pate ya kashake.
Right.
Unachukulia mtu ya iPhone. But I mean, I think it's only pressure.
So you guys, wait. Where you guys are only feeding your kid toy Kwanza. Not unless there's extra, then you'll go to the next other two kids.
Yeah, your kid first.
Rosafi.
Rosafi.
But you always say live within your means.
Mm.
Don't like stretch yourself. It's not even worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So watu wengine tu relax tu. Waelewe story.
Fuck them kids. Now this is where we say fuck the other kids. Basi, fuck
as
them
in,
other kids.
If you want it, then work. Like feel the pain of working so that you get yourself what you want.
Right.
Yeah, but no, imagine you're there, you're stressing your parent. Maybe your parent even has stresses of her own or his own.
No, you want that kid to go and hustle manze at 12 years.
No, then you just need to understand that we can't afford it and that's end of
and
story.
That's it.
So the
if
chief
your
needs
friend
to understand.
Is nice, you guys can share.
Right.
If your friend is mean, all your friend will be doing is like boasting on your face.
Suck it up.
Yeah. Not really just suck it up, I mean.
Lakini, okay, now listen, let's say this guy is providing for at our Twengino Tatu. That guy is bawling mad. That guy is coming with 20 burgers for the three kids. You understand?
Mm.
Are you letting Shida Manze, these other kids, their dads?
The dads.
Are they letting Shida Manze? Why is this Bill sponsoring Mtotopia Wangu? See, Bill anafaa baie mtoto wake peke viatu. Why is he buying my kiddo as well shoes? As in, that's a problem.
Yoni Shida.
Yoni pia ni normal.
Well, Bill decided to step up, I mean.
For all the kids. For all the kids. Step up for your fucking kid.
Yeah.
Leave mine
alone.
This is the point where you realize they have mad ego. Mad ego. Because you see, you find, it's like, so, before we started, when you were talking about... your toy lives with your baby mama. Yeah?
Mm.
The baby mama's boyfriend comes through, and let's say now the guy is making moves, proper moves. Yeah, we are going to talk about like your family. Let's say, for example, to go to. And the guy's like, I want to take you guys to Malaysia. You're like, hey, okay. Sai Mombasa nenda peke yangu. Don't love me no more. As you see,
yeah.
I'll go to Malaysia.
You want to come with us also? He doesn't mind.
but that would be some crazy shit. We know it's Christmas and you're gonna be lonely, so you can come here and I can shiki a room.
Yeah.
If he's nice. But Amma, maybe he's a bitch, he'd be like, you can share the kids' room.
It's you with your kid, and you're there, he's calling your ex in the other room.
You know, it's actually even weird, because...
It's very weird, man.
I don't know, I really don't understand how guys have that relationship between your baby mama, your baby daddy with your current.
With their current, yeah. Like, we can't be boys. I don't
know. There's no your boys, honestly.
We can't be boys.
You can't be boys.
I don't think.
It is quite... Yeah. I think I can say it's socially unethical.
For them to be friends.
Friends, yeah.
Maybe a mutual understanding. Like, hey, okay.
As in, you guys, we're on a good talking... You're in good talking terms and all. But let's just keep it there, man.
Like, yeah.
You can't be sending me memes over here.
On WhatsApp. You're
sending this to me. So, in Nairobi, Baridi. Nigga, you're sleeping alone. You are sleeping with my baby mama and you're sending me memes of
Nairobi, Baridi. Yeah. man.
And then imagine your son is telling you, you need to be like Baba Nani. Before I wanna become a baba nani making moves and shit, man, it's really weird and crazy.
You see, Uncle Rogers, his car's a fridge in the back. You always want to put. You tell us we can't eat ice cream in the car because it will melt. So you get a car with a fridge.
And this actually reminds me of the new song by Major Kanairo, Dating Kanairo in Nairobi.
There's a like new song. There's a new Major song.
Oh wow! Yeah, and it's such a banger.
Me Major niliacha usiniharibie mood. Leo nasikia tu fiti.
I feel like Major is a really good storyteller when it comes to living in Nairobi. Like he knows how to describe it, and the fact that it's also put into video. I was watching the video yesterday on YouTube. I was like, I wish this thing was actually a movie.
Right.
Because there's even that part, he was going on a date, then the baby daddy showed up with the kid. So the kid was like, ah, daddy. And the baby, like the actual daddy's over there. Yeah.
Well, like a guy is with a mpango or something.
No, the baby as mama in, is dating. Like,
imagine your toy calling another guy daddy.
Wait,
yeah. See, mangumi zinatembea.
And alipigwa.
Was that a video?
Yeah.
And another scenario was you're going out on a date with a slay queen. Then if you don't give her what she wants, she starts throwing food on you, like drinks on you. Like, you know.
Yani, missy dream, but like...
Today is that... Why do you get to date a slay queen?
Slay Queen is a Costa, definitely. There are shout, shout out to all the Slay Queens who listen to the Red Cups.
I think they got a
I'm
new
sure
term.
Today
they're going to be it was on Twitter.
Yeah.
They're no longer called Slay Queens. They're called just Broke
Baby
Bitches.
Broke
Bitches.
Uh-huh.
Living the fast life.
Oh, wow.
Because honestly, how, you know, some of how this Slay Queen thing actually works. Beats common sense. Because, okay, so you're like, okay, I only drink champagne, eh? Brother, chupa champagne, rent yako ya benzine.
Na mnakaa watu sijui wangapi kwa hiyo nini.
Yeah. Like, honestly, are you being for real? Like,
yeah.
You rather live in a shanty, but wear a so-called original Dior pass, ama Fenty, you know?
Yeah.
Just look good in a club. But when you're going back to factory settings, man,
you know, I must
do hair extensions, like those things. Like where you have an expensive one. For my class, they have 50 G's. I don't know what.
You only drink.
Nataka the world to see. Hey, I can afford good hair, but she's sleeping on the floor.
I only drink Martell. Like, I'm trying to use a juice cola.
Juice cola, ambassador. Like, you see, it's fake it till you make it, ama.
They never make it.
We make it.
These people actually go out thinking wanendanga out na your mentality. They think maybe someone is gonna spot them.
Yeah.
And sponsor them.
The Mattel.
Shock
and
to them. Kwanza, there's this video I was watching. Jana I sent him a link.
Right.
You guys
notice, bro. What are you doing? You guys are just
your next time to kuena nini?
Join Michelle, like, hey, you can stoke. You have like 70 DMs.
Unaskia
my girlfriend might be like, hey, where is that nigga? Just DMs 70 messages, but what the fuck?
So there's this guy. He's called Crazy Kenna. I feel like Crazy Kenna has really amazing content.
Right.
So apparently they are out in a club, so they are pretending to be like something they are not, just to get the attention of a slay queen in the club.
Right.
So. Like he's over there with this accent, Yoshago. Then when a babe come up and anza kusema venye yeni manager, then he's able to get the contact. Now imefika pati ya kupeleka dem date.
Right.
So anataka kumpeleka kwa kibanda, na kwa kibanda nasema tu asavye pilau. Na soda. You know, they even men who go out with an agenda of scoring a babe. You know, like when you see a babe dressing expensively, what will you think? She has money.
Yeah, she's expensive.
Yeah, or she comes from money.
Mm-hmm.
So there are guys, when they go out to the club, maybe they also go with the same mentality. Maybe I might score a babe, a really good babe. Because now he was like, maybe relationship itakuwa kama ya Diamond na ya Zari.
Wow. Level ingine imekuwa hapo.
Kama noma.
Diamond and Zari. Lakini manze, you guys, is it wrong to take a babe date ki bandaski manze?
Come it also depends on the babe. Also.
Let's talk about it, kidogo. What do you mean?
Yes, you can.
All babes need to be comfortable kupelekwa kibanda.
That's wrong. I mean, she's adventurous.
Wait, mwacha. There's a time Kerry Hilson came to the 254 and she went maze kwa kibandaski, mpaka kapanda mat. All that cheap thrills, everything that comes with that. So I'm just jimbo na kupeleka babes ki.
But come umezoeshwa soft life from the start.
Come on.
You know, you can't blame those people. Tuseme umezaliwa in pesa.
You know, you always want what you've never experienced. You know, when you're a rich guy, you come from a rich family. You used to caviar. Ujui Matura nini. So you're like, can we go to Matura? I had Matura the other day. It was exciting. Yeah. And the Matura guy wants to eat caviar. Sasa, you know. It is always the complete opposite of guys.
Yeah.
But, okay, for me, I believe, for a guy, just be yourself. Mm. If you call her Kibandaski, take the babe to Kibandaski. Kaniko nini. Yeah. Tell her, wait, this is me. Mm. Come on, if she's for it, sour. But if she's not, end up really shopping.
Always reveal your true self from the start. If you start faking this shit, as in it's gonna come down crumbling ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't afford Mattel for a very long time.
If you can't afford Mattel, you can't afford Mattel. Stick to your black eyes or your konyagi.
Your crop jeans. Your konyagi.
Thank you.
Manze.
Shout out Kwanza to that Tanzania drink, Manze.
Which one?
Konyagi, Ben. Come on.
Konyak.
Natuanga kinywaji safi. Konyak. Kinywaji safi.
Yeah?
Yeah, Ben.
I think it's legit, by the way. But what is KQ?
Man, I don't even how comes that una boti hapa, man. It's really missed you come we pause the podcast, ama we edit and then look
for it. Tutafute.
A chupa chop.
Manze.
Chupa chop really quick, man.
Elections to vote.
Elections to vote, Buddha. Kwanza, do you know how many days are left? I think 26. 26
days?
Yeah. 5. Today, because today is on 15th, somewhere there. Siko sure, but
fuck it. Nagoja tu ya holiday tu.
Mimi have to... Mi niko ndani wa Jokoya, but even though really? The guy was saying that atapeleka Isiolo Capital
after
Center.
Fisi. After Fisi and snakes, he lost me.
No snakes, nilikuwa saa.
Imagine waking up and someone's neck.
The guys really started a really nice note.
Exactly.
Because this is the weird thing. The weird thing is working in Canada, is working in the US.
That's okay.
It's working in SA.
Yeah.
But now, the moment you went with for Fizzy Balls.
Yeah, honestly, that's when I knew now he's really smoking it like some.
You know, today I saw him on Anduri.
Yeah, for real?
There's a video I saw on Facebook. Yeah? Mm. Yes, and I'm still on Facebook.
We won't even get into that. Yeah.
So the guy was on Anduri just chapping around his along Gong Road.
Mm.
My three guys were like yelling, stopping, Wajakoya, Wajakoya. Yeah. The guy's like, yeah, fiti, fiti, fiti.
Yeah.
And I was like, I saw someone's comment. Yeah? Mm. This guy was like, does this guy know if something happens to him, the whole election can be cancelled?
What?
Or when he gets an accident or something.
What?
If someone who's running for a presidential position dies...
Yeah,
it's really quite a big deal and can halt a whole election.
And he didn't have his sex. I thought they're giving security.
Yeah, he's given everything. See, there's this story. I've started. She's making me watch a lot of news. Eh?
Yeah.
So there was some controversy around his shag's house that is called the mini state house.
Yeah.
There are cops always on rotation, and the place is literally like a shanty.
Mm-hmm.
So guys were like, is this a waste of government resources or what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
But honestly, that guy will garner up
He won't win.
But he'll garner a ridiculous amount of votes.
Yeah.
Some nice numbers.
Yeah.
Better than Peter Kenneth, actually. I'm pretty much sure. He's going to get more votes than not Peter Kenneth got when he was running for
Definitely.
On the previous election.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But now the guys who Wajakoya, they don't go and vote.
Mm.
Those people will be stoned somewhere, but they'll be...
I don't
Chanaing somewhere, Manini. They would go and vote. That's the Nini.
What is it? That's the problem with.
They'll make sure they go and vote for this guy so that next time the cops don't arrest them.
I do not.
When they're doing this thing, they're doing it legally, not illegally.
Those lines are not for everyone.
Imagine, but Mimi si tamvutia, even with the guys who come for your political campaign.
Yeah, the rally. Because
you see, up where you're going, you're telling guys you give them a sock. Guys, everyone is getting like, you're dishing out cash, you're dishing out t-shirts, your hoodies, your kofias. Guys are going to show up.
Yeah.
Now you think, Maze, you're making mad moves, yani you're voting a mad crowd.
It's the same crowd that will go to the other guy.
Yeah, literally.
Exactly.
Even wants that form of entertainment. It's like, to them, it's a concert.
Yeah. Where you get paid
today? Today you're gonna look at Banda Boy. Tomorrow you're gonna look at
Davido.
Yeah. Ah, but me to vote. I'm telling you to vote.
Yeah, you have to vote, Banda.
Bro, who are you giving your nini? What's it called? Kura yako na pia nani?
Kurangu. Okay, me I'm a UDA guy, so.
So UDA is
nani? I'm with
you.
Baba na mother.
Baba UDA. Na mama. I don't know. Azimio.
Azimio.
Hello. Azimio. Yeah.
That is, who are you giving? I mean, kwa Jakoya's guys, Azimio, guys, Ruto, Uko. What about you?
It's to be honest, it's a hard one.
It's a hard one for you.
Yeah.
Better than ever, you know.
Yeah, when I go to the paper, I'm kwa piki piki ponki.
But so then, I got ngong mbaya.
Mbaya sana ku. You are
ngong, maybe.
But I'm sure by 6 I'll be on the queue. That one I'm sure. I made sure I took my voter's card and I'm voting for sure.
But
for
you know, this thing of waking up in the morning to go vote is the biggest scam. Because when, I voted for Baba twice.
Yeah.
And we know this guy let me down. But anyway. I've always gone to
Uhuru thrice. Your time, because it's his birthday.
I went to vote in the afternoon and there was literally no one. Like,
because everyone goes in there.
Everyone is rushing.
Everyone rushes.
I went to vote at 4 p.m.
I think it's because I'm normally used to, like, in my family, everyone is up by 5, by 6, they are back in the house.
I feel like that is just the African mentality. Everything must be done bright and early in the morning. Like, I think our folks read so many novels, and they always know, if anything is to be done, it needs to be done before the sun is. Even there was this intro thing used to do.
Yeah.
That, niliamka sijui kupinga mswaki swabra sijui kabla ya kuku kufanya sijui nini.
Ah, it's crazy, but our folks are like that because I see we to a home see wote.
When they
tunaenda vote and one tuko na votes ngapi we voting for. So since mwajako yanatangaliwa ni kama
none of these people go house by house because they know old school parents do that. They tell you kuja nyumbani utapata sasa ndio mabasi zote zinaelekea Kakamega Kisumu.
Mbaya.
Why is it always Luyas and buses? It's a national phenomenon. Luyas and buses and bicycles and bees.
In Afrika ni kama Wild Beast Migration.
With sofa sets and beds.
Yeah.
I mean, I understood why they do that. Like, watoka nyumbani na beba sofa set yako, unaenda ocha, unamaliza, unarudi nayo.
You know, now, you get the highways. These are the guys usually find. Eh?
Yeah.
The guy has a cooker, has a mattress,
has
a foil, has pillowcases, has like a stool for him, like a small chair for the mare, you know. So, and you're wondering, hey, nigga, when you're going to a house that is just walls,
I'm wondering,
carrying all furniture.
And it's every time.
Every single, and then come back, time, and you think they're going to leave them there, they come back with them. And they're coming back with them, they're coming, they're kunias.
Waonyeshe watu uko nyumbani wanaendelea, watajua aje wako na viti.
Shout out to all the lawyers who fuck with us, like me, I think. I understand what they normally do because when you go out on vacation kidogo, you miss your bed. If you really think about it, maybe there are times
you go with it. You can go with it.
No, not necessarily. Like, if at all there's a possibility, I could Dr. Strange hapo kitanda yangu nipitishe nipate diani. Me, I love my bed so much, man. Yeah, man, when you're cuddling with your mpango.
She's listening.
No, pana. That's not even talk about a mistake. But when you're doing your business, when you're doing your business, manze, there's that. Me, I don't know about you guys, manze. Them sheets, the mattress, the bed itself, manze, nashikananga vizuri. I love it. And there's no place better. Like, there's no east or west. home is best. If you can move with home like those guys do, trust you, me on the winning side, Manzi. Come on.
Then buy a caravan then.
Yeah.
Yeah, caravan then.
And now that is now making it even way much more expensive, like here, bana. Come on. Since what we're Rift Valley na hizo majiko zetu, watch out. Let's move. If at all it's possible, think about it.
Actually, so they're not that expensive.
Yes, yeah, caravans.
Caravans, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for
they're
real.
They're not.
I mean,
it's just because it's not common in Kenya.
No, you see,
it's
the thing is,
define not expensive.
You're telling Kenyans to now buy things with toe hooks. Kenyans still are still in the fiction of inakunya mafuta. Now you want to tell the same Kenyan, you have to. But you know, one thing I've always enjoyed about traveling, especially in these holidays and Christmases and Easters, when you're in the major highways, all the cars are always looking to the sky. It's always leaning. It's always laid back, but are you finding I get up? With like 7 toys over there, all teenagers. Who kill them? Mefenyana hapo. As it.
Mapitisho ka viewpoint.
Hey, nini? Guys always dishing out Delamere yogurts.
Yeah.
Then you also you find now the guys who want to go to Sharks and see. Mazi, you know you're from Nairobi. These are the guys who go there with sunglasses. Nigiza, kuna nyasha like in the gas tree, you know, drip, you have to show this guy's drip, eh? Drip is a thing, eh?
Drip is forever.
It's forever.
Drip is forever.
You know, but the most, the funniest area there, Shago ones, eh?
Mm.
Have you guys gone to coast in December?
Right.
There's this group of Kenyans.
Mm.
I usually call them, weirdly enough, they always drive the same cars.
Mm-hmm.
These guys go to coast with a Noah, Voxy, a Wish,
those,
and those, Alpha.
Those seven-seaters.
Yeah, these are the guys, eh?
Yeah.
These are the guys, eh? Usually patter them with a three quenje shorts. Yeah, you know, a white vest, eh? Some fake sunglasses, eh?
And sandals.
And sandals. And it's like, Choto nenda Mombasa. Nenda Mombasa, Choto.
And also, like, three papas who are more direct there.
Hey, you know. Then, these guys are, then you find, out, these are always the guys always parking Paleko public beach. with some ridiculous amount of music.
Exactly.
You guys, you in a, let's say, in a Petit Voy.
Yeah.
Some guy has bags, nini, eh? There's a massive woofer in the back. Nigga is blasting reggae and you're like, do you know this is fucking 6 a.m. And the guy's like, oh, the guy's be rah. Then they always playing weird music, you know?
Yeah.
And these are the guys who always go to the swimming pool and always chop us some weird. Ebu ni pick a picture. Let's go on the magic. Magic ikwe nyuma. Mnajua, eh?
One for the gram.
Yeah.
These guys are always like very interesting characters.
Mm.
Then, these are also the same guys who always find a bottle of Gilby's Chrome Gin on the roof.
On the roof.
Then, Apple, that's where your mama knew there's something called the Burry Shorts. PM, kuja mevala. Come as Rikwenji Mekatwa, but anyways, yeah. It is what it is.
The thought that counts.
At Rajoga, we can also get town. I didn't able to get town.
The toys are just there, like,
The toys are being fed chips, the sausage, back to back.
Man, I don't know what chips did to us when we were kids.
Chip on a sausage.
My friend.
Chips and chicken and
chips,
sausage.
Back to back.
Not chicken. Yeah, they're fed. Hey.
Chips and sausage, you know, is a must.
The Fanta Orange.
The Fanta Orange, by
the way. The toy is drunk Fanta Orange.
After you swim, if there's no chips.
But swimming. After these are the same guys, they go with the full clothing in the ocean.
Yeah.
Put on a... Pogo na maji hivu naona jamaa amekimbele. Hey, maji, hey!
Man.
All I can say, yani, you have a specific culture about traveling in Kenya.
True.
Like, when holiday season comes in, you always know there's holiday season coming in.
Lazima. Kwanza December is really common, man. December is kupita. Toko kuwa blind, you might even... No, it's December.
Know, these are the same guys, eh?
Mm.
So you patter them, you're like, eti, soda ni ngapi? Eti miambili? Wooly, scared to na pesa? Well, mwaga yote hapa juu, nisikaruna pesa. And then when now it's like 31st, first, second, everyone is like, wait, mini kona tau. Si tuweke eke hivi maze at least ifike 5K, tuweke ngata,
turutani.
This is the same guys in Nairobi. They go some, hey, suddenly 150 kwa club. Ayy, koni ni Kenfinsk.
Aji. You know, kwanza me, I can't pull that stunt because my babe's birthday is on 2nd January.
Ooh.
I mean, you have to be on toes, man. Zimbasa.
But you know, having your birthday in January is usually the best thing.
Yeah.
It is what? Not.
His birthday is also in January.
Right. Birthday is January.
January when?
It is not.
17th.
Man. 17th is Kidogo. Hey,
katikati.
Yeah, that is katikati.
Wow.
You see, why is it the best time? Right? You see, all these holiday, hotels, ninis, everyone is...
Okay, yeah, by the way, if you're going, because it's low season.
So,
yeah,
this is the time you see Bonfire telling you at the... Come for pay for 4 nights. The 5th one is for free.
Nini?
Was that job budget? I went. I paid 2.5.
$2,500.
Yeah.
To Costo.
To Diani.
Interesting.
And literally, when you're in the flight,
yeah,
you're barely like 15 people.
2.5.
Only 15.
Yeah.
Now you see what to August sasa. It's like a peak season for the tourists, man.
No, in deck. Imagine, you know, traveling. December. That's why I was like, I don't think I can be doing the holy December holiday. I'd rather choose another month. Because look at this, you have a hotel, you have a family of four.
Mm.
You're flying, let's not even go far. You're flying to Costa. A return ticket probably is like 50K. Mm-hmm. You have to pay for how many heads? Four.
Plus you.
Yeah.
Or family of four.
Yeah, your family of four. So, apo, ticket peke yake. The hotels that are usually like at CZU 8K full board.
Yeah.
Now they tell you 25,000 bed and breakfast only.
Breakfast only.
So now you have to chop that times four.
Hey.
On a daily.
Yeah, then now the my chips and sausages.
Why are they almost coughing like a name or something?
For and just, literally. Yeah. Coughed up a name, and where have you gone? Apachinito.
Apachinito. Wewe kwanza umeshinda tu kwa bao kikunyo na nini?
Mtilia.
Caprimio kameenda hivyo.
Caprimio kameland.
Mzima.
Man, I don't know. Yeah, it might, there's some advantages if you look at it, but pia, mimi if January kifika kama umecheza kidogo, inakupatanga in a very bad place. Like 80% of us Kenyans, man, December we go crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, December we go crazy from this club to this club to that club to that club. From
Slogan. But these days I think guys wamekuwa janja by these days. I find guys going low season not watu wanaenda sasa. Squeezing. Like those Januarys unapata watu wanaenda coast ko like yo.
Because it's the best time because you imagine going to coast instead of spending burning like let's say a sock on per person.
Mm.
You do 40K. Yeah. You save the whole 60 Gs.
Any pesa po sana. 60K you can do a lot with it.
Yeah.
Manze ni do 50 sana. Manze kwanza, if at all you're not doing, going to do that pangoa thingy, cut shenanigans and just there with your babe. Because, you know, I find it way much more cheaper. If at all unendo na mse mwenye mezoyanga, leo tunaweza kunywa chrome gin, kesho tunaweza kunywa matel. You understand? Because you can wing it, man. They say for the first 2 days, we are cooking food kwa Airbnb. No one is eating out. But the last 3 days, tunacheza kisisi. You understand? Mm. And it all becomes simpler and easier for everyone. I mean, that's how I'm enjoying things currently. Fresher. Say kidogo, I've been working it on the pause, man. And I'm enjoying life, man. Nice. If you look at it. Kwanza nafuata unyo za ni unyo ama ni nyayo za spec up because Rwanda ndio I wanna go because bro
I haven't meant to go back with you actually.
Hiyo place liko ni bamba sana.
Liko poa sana.
Yeah, fresh sana because I was thinking Zanzibar would be next lakini pia naona Rwanda ni rahisi kama you said traveling. How many hours? 25. Now what you do when
but next time liko nataka twende tuki drive at least. Now that to make experience hiyo yani.
Ya basi.
Mm. And actually, ninis are not cheap. Flying.
The flights are expensive.
Expensive, actually.
Mm. I don't know, man.
But yeah.
I don't know,
tupange man. Tushie.
Tupange tu ene Rwanda vile kuko.
Vile kuko, man.
Right, I think you're clocking to 1 hour on the
bila pombe kufikana.
Bila alcohol, man, on the podcast.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Bill. Bill, the stories
are always the best.
Man, thank you so much, Bill, for coming through. Maybe Diana will be inviting you a couple of times. We appreciate the vibe.
Definitely.
Yeah. For sure, I'll come.
Yeah. And the company, man. Yeah. Other than that, sijuka kuna honorable mention tunafakwa tunachapa hapo. Nothing. Honorable mentions, if at all you're floating, it's a segment you have, so that you can maybe big up or slander guys who are doing either heroic things or more stupid, idiotic things, and then tell us whatever is happening. Lakini since leo hakuna, no one has been. Right. So man, thank you so much for listening.
Historia Ferdinand, by the way, you are in your visa or whatever.
Oh, I'm Kenya Flani mwenye. Right, so what's going on with that champ?
It was actually running today. It was starting today. Am I going to keep going?
Yes, it was today. Yeah, it should be today.
Yeah, it should be today. Sami kenye likuwa na shindwa ni, wametumio, because it's 19 hours, na litoka ni jana majuzi.
Jana.
Then afike, then aingie tu.
But this is
I hope na ka private jet tu avuke tu mbio mbio.
Ama ko first class
uende kwa daring bana.
This is why I really don't appreciate the sportsmanship culture. Yeah. As you know, you look at how our sportsmen and women are treated, and you look at what they're doing. They do so much, but treated like shit, honestly.
Exactly.
Even Kipchoge. Kipchoge, guys, okay, is apparently our biggest star at the moment, but you look at what if Kipchoge ran for a country like the US?
I guess it would be like a hero, like any.
Okay, they would put a fucking monument somewhere in City Square.
Facts.
That guy would have gotten like sponsorship deals from all over. Upper, the guy just comes and is given like a D-Max. And, hey, thank you for running for us. You know, you're such a, you motivate us to do better.
Like Upper Ferdinand, like you're the,
That's why, honestly, I'm sorry, but I know it may sound that I'm not patriotic, but if I was a little bit athletic, I don't think I would run for this country.
I'm in tender.
I'll run for something
else. Today,
you should have just
being given, I don't know how much to be a Qatari, whatever.
Citizenship.
Qatar.
Yeah.
You should have taken that thing very fast.
1 million. He was getting some lump sum.
Forget.
Like mad.
Forget.
Mimi nawatoka.
Very fast. Very fast.
We have so many Kenyans running for the US team.
How can it be the
fastest? And they're doing
very
you see, these are guys where the government is supporting you.
Yeah.
You have sponsorship deals from ridiculous companies.
Yeah.
And not just financially, like even your physique is sponsored. Like, there's someone who wants to look at making sure you're eating right, you're drinking the right things, you're working out the right way, you're sleeping in the best way possible. Exactly. You're going for medical checks every day in, day out, you know. Like, they always want to make sure you are in the best form you could be.
Right.
But yeah, guys, you're trading to run for Olympics.
Exactly.
Kanda Southern Bypass.
Mbaya. Hata tusiende mbali. UG.
Wondo wanakimbilia.
UG. Ah, say, because hata wengi wameenda huko, by the a lot of these kalais wameenda UG. Kimbilia UG.
Really?
Ah, so na tutuopoa sana. Juzi, there was some championship, I don't know where. They came back wana po nyumba. Gary, like everyone who got a medal.
Right.
You get a house, you get a car, you get and some
change up.
Let me even mention the thing that really pisses me off the most. You see, like Kipchoge was given a couple of millions from your Olympic board, He came with the money landed in Kenya. Nigga was taxed. Don't touch your fuck.
Are you serious?
All that hey, career is there. My dear old friend.
Man,
you know you gotta do the thing.
Because only one of you is clear cabot if you smile.
They already like 15, 30, cut up or
you guy, do you know now if you travel when you're coming back to Kenya, they give you a tax declaration form. Ujazo umekuja na nini? Then, best of that, if you've carried money, you need to declare how much.
Yeah.
Then, once you submit, they'll tax you. Even if you go and buy perfumes uko duty free, then you declare them. They'll come and tax you now here in Kenya. For real.
I had that experience even in Juzi. There was a we were coming from Rwanda with a bus, Nini. After we've had Busia border.
Yeah.
We figured somewhere, then we see just cars for Nini, the KRA, whatever. Some SUVs, kakujambele bus, Nini, Nini, stop the bus. They funguad one of the Ninis. Then there was someone, I think, who had ordered, like, what is it called? I think they were either...
Gel polish.
Yeah, nail those nail things. Just wait, it was a whole case.
Oh, bro, for real?
We were stopped there for like 1 hour, 2 hours. Like, what, like, sort of things are nani, nini, nini. They needed to pay something for.
Yeah,
just imagine.
Nakwambia say Kenya kono utiaji. So, what you need to do, if you're traveling abroad and you're coming back, usikuje ati umeka vitu zako tags, ati ndo kifika, ikaini brand new, ati umeka, pack them, it's like you've been using them while you were there. While you remove there. Those tags from the clothes.
You a simu, by the way.
Right.
You to a box, come to,
at a laptop.
Unbox tools, yeah.
Even if you decide to go and buy a kit for golf uko nje, wataangalia kama ni mpya, so unendo naigongesha kwa nyasi, ndo inaka
used.
I hope Gary is not listening in.
This country
is fucked up, manze. Nothing, they don't want anything to go on your side, manze. Kila kitu ko against you, man.
When you come, and it's the same country, you know, you listen to what politicians are promising guys here. Like, Rao was saying that he's giving guys these 6 Gs.
6,000 every month, man. Imagine.
Where? From who? How?
It's 6K, bro. Every month, so everyone is supposed to get 6,000 for existing.
Hmm? You know, you see the thing.
Oh, yeah, nani.
The funniest one was the saying that when he's president, World Cup is going to be held here.
How? First stadium, Gani.
No, he doesn't even realize locations have already been set till 2030.
Exactly. No, even that's the issue. Indo had to jenga stadiums. This is what Likwana Sema.
Imagine.
During the tenure. So why now, all of a sudden? So,
even South Africa is doing so much better. Do you guys know, like,
F1 is going to
South Africa?
Ara kuna group already mefunguliwa, watu wanaanza kuchanga. Like, shit. That's a
plan. That's a plan, man.
That can be. But now I'm pretty sure. Passport. You know, SA is now really becoming a pain in the ass to go to. Especially passport control. It's almost like the US. Getting a passport going to SA.
Passport or a visa?
Visa. It's fucking ridiculous.
It's a hassle.
It's like legit, you have to work, like work. It's not like some forms you go fill, pick up some few pictures and you're done.
Yeah.
But do you think because of F1 going to South Africa, would they make it hard for people to go to South Africa then? Because it's going to boost tourism on their end. Imagine people from Africa wanting to go to the South.
The thing is, it's not like from entering South Africa. From everywhere. Kenya to South Africa. Like our embassies. Like the embassies from South Africa here doing processing guys' documents and all is a real pain in the ass. Because you come to realize that moving around with a Tanzanian passport will actually be, it's actually more convenient
than a Kenyan passport.
Can I give you another secret? If you ever want to apply for a visa and you know maybe your country inoculate a shida, always go to Tanzania. Just take a bus or drive down. Go and apply for your visa from their embassy there. Because now at least you know we have the new passport, the East African community. Like your passport.
That's a really nice hack, man.
Or you go to UG or which other countries
Never look for a visa in Kenya. It's ridiculous. Well, it's actually good. At least Formula One is, at least you can see a country is doing something.
Yeah,
we can't even host basic Olympics. Because Mtambi
and Kasarani wakasema, washrooms in many leagues.
They're so bad.
They won't wash it.
Because
you see, someone is going to be.
Please, don't want a sekaf.
Someone is going to be contracted to clean.
Exactly.
He's going to dish out the cash.
Exactly.
Give kidogo cash to the cleaning company. The cleaning company is like, for what you're paying us, you're going to do bare minimum on this thing.
Why are some Kenyans so dishonest? It's like a disease. And thieves and corrupt.
We love our country, but regardless, man.
It's always, you see.
We love Kenya.
The beauty about Kenya is every single day, there's always some new shit
happening. I'm going on. Yeah.
Like, it's online. I'm just somewhere. And you just have to see something.
It's even on the road.
Yeah.
You're just sitting in traffic. You see some guy do some ridiculous
some thing. Weird shit.
Also, really? Another shout out to Kenya. It's one of the most beautiful countries you'll ever visit. And we, I think the people when you are travel sana, how are you, so they hardly appreciate like whatever we have.
Whatever we have here. Because I'm not sure, I've been traveling to, I've started traveling huko Kenya, say, the last 2 years. No, says, you know, now fucking hell, kumbe, there's a lot to actually do, man. Yeah. I don't know. Today we've talked a lot about traveling and
we are manifesting.
Manze, I hope everyone, if you're listening, I hope you're planning a trip. I hope you're planning to go and get away and enjoy life. Tunaweza penda sana sana uko huku Kenya, but if you want to go outside country, well and good. But make sure that at least you've hit us in our DM and followed us in our Instagram, Twitter, and whatever fuck off. There are guys who are asking about our YouTube page, please. Talk about like podcast. That's as we we have not even yet discussed Manza. That. Say it to our parents. Shafika episode 95, 5 episodes into 100. Yeah, that's a nice reveal from there onwards. Is anyone happening? Anyone happening? Anyone? Any plans you guys have?
For the weekend.
For the weekend. Anyone doing anything crazy? No, nothing, zero.
Yeah, tomorrow Bill and I are going to Muranga.
Muranga, kuna nini happened?
The Abadias. No, just to see like to see nature and appreciate.
That's nice.
Local tourism.
You guys go and do that Wednesday. On Tuesday, if at all you'll be available, if at all you'll record, you'll have to pay a story. Sasa. Utuambie wa go and man, because I've never been to Muranga side zivo sana sana.
You guys have a place with my garden.
Oh, sad. Shout out to, what's her name? What's
Sandra.
Sandra, shout out to...
It's a very nice place. It's called Nyama, nini.
Ah, okay. Very you'll dope. Just text us the name.
Pana, sit sure as kuambia saizi.
Nima Gardens, in life.
Andika kwa reminder, come on.
Nina Kalamu. Yes.
What's that kondikia?
Mini baby girl.
Nima Gardens.
Thank you so much for listening until tumefika hapa. We want to wrap up and on to other things. It's on Friday night.
Yeah.
What time is it? What are you? 9:30, almost getting to 9:30. Bill Manze, thank you so much for pulling up. Hope we'll get to see you a lot of times, man.
Yeah, sure.
Della Marvin has been real, signing out.
I go by the name Spekito.
And Diana.
And Bill.
And Bill has been up in the place. Until next time, adios.
Amigos.
Bye.
Music Podcasts, the home of podcasts in Kenya.